Black Theater Troupe of Upstate New York presents The Most Spectacularly Lamentable Trial of Ms. Martha Washington by James Iams. The show will run at the Meter Little Theater at Sage College June 7th through the 16th, and the production is directed by Patrick White. In the play, a recently widowed Martha Washington lies helpless in her Mount Vernon bed, ravaged by illness and cared for by the very slaves that will be free the moment she dies. As she begins to slip away, she falls deep into a fever dream of terrifying theatricality that investigates everything from her family to her historical legacy. Here to tell us more about the production are Black Theater Troupe artistic director Jean-Remy Monet and actors Lucy Breyer and Angelique Powell, who play Martha Washington and Doll, respectively. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Remy, before we talk about this production, mm-hmm. give us a little bit of the history of the Black Theater Troupe.
Oh, okay. Actually, it's co-founded a group used to be called the Soul Rebel Performance Troupe back in 2009. And then and in 2010, it was dissolved. But I knew this was important to keep it going, and I started back in 2011. You know, by myself, and it's been the Soul Rebel Performance Troupe up until this May last year.
Okay.
We decided, you know, I was getting too many questions. What is Soul Rebel? What is Soul Rebel? And because we're a black troupe, people just assume we must be some kind of militant group because of the word rebel. So I love the name, but I realized it's not about me anymore. So I decided last year to change it to the Black Theater Troupe of Upstate New York. And believe it or not, from a month from the time we changed it, he went straight on Facebook from like 900 likes to 1,400 likes.
Oh, wow.
People see it. They know exactly what we do. I don't have to explain. I have people all over calling me, not just from New York State, all over calling. And then, you know, every day I'm getting a new likes. So it's been good. So I started back in 2011, and then... And then now we're here. It was mainly because trying to bring more diversity, bring more people of color on the local stage, and I needed to do that. Now, of course, not. I'm not taking all the credit because there's a lot of, you know, other groups who was doing the same thing, and then there's you know other theater company who started to, you know, hired, you know, new actors. They started doing more plays about, you know, people of color, and now it feels good that we, you know, can be doing a play, two black plays now. I'm producing one and directing the others with the Black Theater Troupe, one with 10 black actors, and Miss Martha Washington with six black actors. It feels good to see that now things are changing. We have a long way to go, but it's changing.
Tell me how you found and decided to produce this play, this Miss Washington play.
Well, every day I'm getting a new script. A friend of mine sending me a script, and I do a lot of research. I read a lot. I'm on Amazon.com. I'm on Samuel French. I'm looking for great plays. And even Lucy here sent me one recently. And so Patrick White, who's directing the play, actually told me about it. And then I said, hey, send it to me. So I read it. I said, okay, I love this play, but is this community ready for that, for it? So I met with my board, and then they all love it. And then and I called Patrick. I said, let's do it. And I said, only if you're directing it. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing.
What is there about it that made you pause for a moment and think and ask if the community was ready for it?
I think the reason I question it, I sent it to one other person who was a black woman. You know, because I'd like her suggestions, you know, usually, you know, I talk to her, and she said, she's one of those, you can still find, you know, a lot of, you know, people, whether, you know, black or, you know, white, who still saying, okay, you know, slavery was 1,000 years ago, let's see, we need to move away from that. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I said, well, I don't think you can forget where you come from. I think this is what made us today. It's in during that time, you have, because it's not going anywhere. Slavery still exists today. Okay, even though I respect her opinion, she didn't want to do it because of that. We need to move on. She's not doing this kind of play. So I talked to other people, and then so there was like 5 against 1. So I said, okay, I know that when I read a play, I know that how I feel. If I feel so strong about it, if I feel like it's gonna cause people to talk, you know, and to change things, that's what I'm gonna do. So Arthur Patrick, let's do it.
Yeah. Lucy, you play Martha Washington.
I do.
Tell me about filling those big shoes and what sort of happens with your character, as much as you're willing to give away within the show.
Well, in a way, I have the easiest role in the play because Ms. Martha's thinking isn't terribly complex. She is a woman who has been brought up in a society that is based upon slavery. She doesn't question the validity of slavery. She's, I think, offended by certain aspects of it, but not enough to have ever stood against it. And in her society, she doesn't have a lot of agency, even though she is, in theory, mistress of a plantation of 300 slaves. She doesn't feel that she's fully in charge. And so her playing the role is in large part, I mean, the role is essentially about bringing this kind of, I don't know, innocence is probably too nice a word for it, but this ignorance, this lack of self-awareness or consciousness, it's about bringing her into consciousness. And so in some ways, it's a very simple arc as an actress. I also, I bring to it, I was myself brought up in the South. I know, at least if from my own background, what Southern ladies are like. I know about that kind of politesse and would-be charm and all of that. So again, it's I bring that to it. But really, it is about Martha's coming into consciousness, and the play is ambiguous enough at the end that you don't know whether she's come into consciousness. If anything is hard to play, it's that last moment.
Right.
You know, what do I want the audience to believe about the ending here? So,
Angelique, tell me about your work in the show, your journey through the play.
So I would say there's a line at the very top of the play that is said to my character. That is my favorite line in the entire play when I think about what my character is and who she is. And another character, another slave woman, says to me, "Doll, you got an ungodly streak in you." Because Doll is so mesmerized by this world throughout this entire fever dream of sorts of her agency to be able to say these things to this white woman who owns her. And I think what makes this play delicious and frightening is that, you know, a lot of times when we produce work like this as people of color and as Black theater troupes, and we are kind of, it feels as though we're holding the mirror in the face of a very particular person or subject. And the people who are coming to attend, they all exist in the bubble with us and support us in that.
Right.
But what's fascinating about this play, and the reason I loved it so much, and very much to Lucy's point, is at the end, you don't know if she's come into this consciousness, if through all of this journey that her slaves have taken her on, is she still not aware? And I feel like that's such a perfect kind of summary of where we currently are culturally. And especially this play is frightening to people because it's like it's taking our allies and saying, but are you aware? And these microaggressions that you think are nothing, they're actually like our entire identity of things that we go through. And I also think it's frightening because a lot of times people have a hard time with slavery and dealing with slavery. And I had a friend, a minister friend of mine, say, you know, I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you can portray that. And in this play, though, like I said, I'm given so much agency that I'm having the time of my life. I get to say things that are completely, you know, sometimes some things that I politely, respectfully walk away and don't say in my regular life.
So the description I have here says the fever dream is like of terrifying theatricality. That makes me think, and I could be wrong, and obviously you'll correct me, it's not strictly linear, maybe. If it's like really theatrical, it's a little bit, you know, it's not like it's a straightforward period piece. We are in the South and this is what happens.
It's linear, a little bit, in the sense that all of this occurs within basically probably an 8-hour span or less. And if you understand that at least some of this, perhaps all of it, is taking place within Martha's head.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And what's amazing is that she's imagining things that like, don't exist in her time, right, and that are totally bewildering to her, yeah, like game shows. And, you know, there's a speech that one character makes that talks about planes and automobiles, and it's like, where does this come from in Martha's head? We don't know, but yeah, it's so it is not linear at all in that other fantasy sense.
And it's I hate to use the word funny, you know, because there's nothing funny about, you know, slavery, but it's funny, but it's written in a way that you're watching it, you're having a great time, while you may still have tears in your eyes, feeling sad, but you're enjoying feeling sad, because it's you getting educated while you're laughing and having time. You won't even notice, you know, what's going on. You will learn. There's so much to know about this play, about slavery. Things you've heard so much about slavery, but there's a lot of other details, small details, that you will learn from this play.
Absolutely.
And while you're having a great time.
And I also feel like, back to Remy's point where he said, slavery, it hasn't gone away. I think the point of this kind of non-linear theatrical production and all of these connections to things that Martha Washington has no idea about is, again, to hold that mirror and make it very distinct that, yes, the slavery, that isn't currently happening right now, but this, what is happening today, this popular cultural reference I just gave you, is directly tied to what happened in slavery.
Right.
Black Theater Troupe's next production is The Most Spectacularly Lamentable Trial of Ms. Martha Washington by James Iams. The show will run at the Meter Little Theater at Sage College June 7th through the 16th. To learn more, visit blacktheatertroupeupstateny.org, and that link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Thank you all for being
here.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.